What time is it?
Wake up time!
I'm a huge fan of your show. The radio is like your kingdom.
Radio people are the coolest.
Hasn't she ever heard you on the radio?
You do realize this is a job at a morning radio show.
I'm aware of that.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
You're on. What? Now?
It's showtime.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John,
good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do? Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
That's our news. I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
In a move that could drive prices at the gas pump higher still, the Saudis announcing plans to cut oil output by 1 million barrels a day starting next month. There has been no direct response from Ukraine to Russian claims that Moscow's forces rolled back a Ukrainian attack in the occupied Donetsk region. Ukraine will only say that there have been close to 30 military skirmishes in Donetsk and Luhansk. Investigators trying to figure out why a light plane flew into restricted airspace over the nation's capital yesterday. Military fighter jets pursued the plane into Virginia, where it crashed in a mountainous area, and there were no survivors. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been mixed. So far, right now, the Dow futures up 26 points, NASDAQ futures 40 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Welcome back, gang. Welcome back.
Oh, no. Not this again.
Yes, this again.
And what exactly is this?
Exactly what is this?
This is a Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
I need a pep talk.
We could use the pep talk right now.
As a pep talk?
It's the best I got.
Best one I got.
Guess that means we should get back to work.
It's showtime!
What a pep talk, go team go. And we are the morning team. I'm News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes, we are.
And a very nice morning so far.
Did you see that spectacular full moon this morning, the full strawberry moon?
I did not see the strawberry moon. Yeah. I missed most of the lightning. Yeah, I heard some of the thunder, but missed what some people described as a pretty spectacular lightning show.
There was quite a storm here in town. Gunner Air Force Station had dime-sized hail. Maxwell Air Force Base had 42-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Our friend Harriet in Wetumpka had 0.58 on the rain, so... There weren't many storms around, but there were a few that made a difference that put on a show.
If you can trust information from anybody, you can trust it from Harriet.
That's right.
She is our rock-solid friend.
Yep.
All right, at 8 after 6, what about the week ahead?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Another hot early June day with a high temperature 90 to 92 today. Mostly sunny skies, isolated pop-up storms are possible. You know, a couple could put on a show like yesterday. There won't be many on the radar, but you could get under a one that is impressive. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow and Wednesday, more scattered random afternoon and evening storms. Low 90s both days. Somewhat better rain chances on Thursday as a front edges southward. And then behind that front, if it makes it all the way through, some drier air Friday. So that would be something to look forward to as well. Right now this morning, well, let's see. We got 67 out there, and it's looking nice at 6:08.
At 8.
ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
Announcement.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Can I mention this first?
Please.
From Wendell. Now reporting a W3 fire. That's a well-involved fire on Carter Hill Road at the Sonic. Sonic is on fire, and they're telling people to avoid the area.
Can't help but wonder how that got started.
I don't know. And then they wouldn't be open at this hour.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Who knows?
Well, we'll see what information we can get as the morning gets on here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We, at the end of the show on Friday, we're stunned. The Anheuser-Busch Bud Light boycott continues to get worse.
Yeah.
I don't see how they're going to reverse it unless they come up with brilliant ideas like this. Disguise the beer to get rid of it.
Oh, my head. I need Alka-Seltzer hangover relief.
Not so fast. There's a better hangover cure from Anheuser-Busch.
The beer company?
Who better to cure your hangover than the folks who created it? Introducing Anheuser-Busch Hangover Formula. Open one up.
Oh, I'm gonna barf.
Our patented hair of the dog formula gets you right back in the swing of things.
Why is the label a piece of masking tape that says hangover formula?
Please don't peel that off.
Hey, this is a Bud Light. You're trying to pawn off all your unwanted Bud Light?
Well, what do you want? We got warehouses full of this crap. Come on, people. We got the message. We're sorry. Please, we're dying over here. Oh, man. This whole boycott thing is giving me a headache.
Then try one of these.
You. No, thanks. I don't touch this stuff.
And other hard news items, again brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. OPEC is cutting production.
Yeah.
Look for higher gas prices this summer.
Thank you, OPEC.
Yeah.
Saudis.
I thought we had such a great relationship with them under this current leadership.
I don't know about the Saudis.
Apparently not.
I just don't.
That plane crash, that bizarre incident in D.C.
Yes. So there was a sonic boom, but that's because F-16s were scrambled because of an airplane that wasn't responding. I couldn't get anybody on the radio.
They used to do supersonic flights over Illinois in the 60s. It was it had something to do with NORAD. And every day at 3 o'clock, literally like an alarm clock, you'd hear this big boom. And it had sort of a, like if you were able to hit a large piece of plank, wooden plank, with a sledgehammer, and the reverberation, it sounds kind of like that.
I've heard it before over Ohio, back when, before it was outlawed.
Yeah, and of course people would complain, and sometimes people would get a broken window, and you had to file a claim with the Air Force, and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. But after 9/11, there's still people that remember that, seeing jets scramble and flying over.
Well, over Washington now, they're never going to take a chance.
No.
They jumped into action.
It's just speculation, but apparently that plane, the pilot suffered some kind of trauma and it just wandered, of course. But who knows? Our media is so incredibly trustworthy that whatever happened, well, I'm sure we'll get the truth at some point later today. Also, one other story that we talked about on Friday that really pissed me off. You know, the Capitol Police stopped a youth choir that was singing our national anthem in the Capitol building and told them to stop because it might offend some people. I boil with rage when I hear a story like that.
I hadn't heard that.
I don't give a rat's ass if our national anthem offends somebody. Too bad, so sad, kiss my ass.
Right.
I mean it, this is enough. This whole country is like crazy. Yeah. Just crazy.
I hadn't heard that story. Wow.
you can't do anything today without having some. And I told you the story. I'm watching the Mets game briefly. I think it was Saturday. And the announcer said, well, the pitching could be affected because the wind's blowing in so hard from right field. And then to show that, they went to a flag on top of the roof, and it was a pride flag.
At the Met Stadium?
At the Met Stadium, yes. So aren't we woke? Aren't we all so politically correct? All of this hard news brought to you by Penninger and Concrete Technologies. We have other stuff, too. We have a rocket scientist coming up, I think, that a couple potential ones. You know, they just discovered that comedy, stand-up comedy, may have begun in the medieval ages.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I hear. All of that ahead. In the meantime, when it comes to concrete, nobody is better than Tom Latham and the crew at Penninger and Concrete Technologies, who have truly turned it into an art form. They do it all. When I say basic and simple, that doesn't mean, oh, they just dump concrete and smooth it over. It means they test the soil, they allow to make sure that it's properly reinforced before they pour it, so that the result lasts a good long time. But in the art sense of it, from stamped concrete, I think I posted the picture of the Penninger and Concrete Technology EF5 tornado-proof house.
Yeah.
The hurricane-proof house. But they do also do up-to-code storm shelters. So if you want something on your property, you can run to, if Rich's app goes off and says to bend over and kiss your butt goodbye, you at least got something close by to run to that will withstand. There's all kinds of options, but nobody does it better than Penninger. I can talk till I'm blue in the face, and I don't look good when I'm blue in the face. But if you visit their Facebook page, you will see with your own eyes, watch the videos, look at the pictures, and see what really talented people can do when concrete is in the right hands. A lot of people claim expertise with it they really don't have. So, for a free estimate on any project, call Tom at 284-9292. 284-9292 for Penninger and Concrete Technologies. Also look them up on Facebook. At 617-1819, it's not three times, it's 17 after the hour, and this is 1819 News.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announces felony convictions against a former licensed commissioner for Tuscaloosa County. Lynn Robbins pleaded guilty to the charges of using her public position for personal gain, as well as theft charges and computer tampering. Robbins was accused of using several fraudulent methods within that licensing office to siphon off over $130,000 from Tuscaloosa County. That all happened between 2016 and 2019. Robbins must now pay restitution as well as spend 28 months in prison. Robbins was indicted back in 2021 by a Tuscaloosa County grand jury. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
An arrest warrant was issued in Birmingham over the weekend in relation to a shooting on Memorial Day that involved 90 rounds of bullets being fired within a matter of minutes. 43-year-old Wandarius Woods was found dead in the Kingston community after that shooting happened. Since then, police determined that 26-year-old DeMarco Griffin was the suspect and recently took Griffin into custody. Well, the first named storm of the 2023 hurricane season is no longer in existence. Arlene has simply dissipated into the Gulf of Mexico. It all happened over the weekend. Arlene first developed last week as a tropical depression, and all eyes were on that storm since it developed enough to make it onto that list. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
This station presents... No! Really? Wow!
Police in Missouri put up a notice warning people that wrestling bears is a bad idea.
No!
Not only could a 600-pound bear with claws and teeth really hurt you, it's against the law.
Really?
Also, it's pronounced wrestle, not wrassle.
Wow!
So if you're too stupid to be scared of wrestling an animal that can easily maul you, maybe a misdemeanor charge will give you common sense, but probably not.
This has been... No! Really? Wow!
Wow!
At 6:21, he is here at last for all his minions.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Do they stay here all weekend, too? Are they just in here?
As I don't know, they just stand here. There. They're here when I get here.
Yeah, as long as they're here.
They don't want to miss a minute.
They're here for your show on Saturday?
No. Oh. No.
Was your show on Saturday?
Yeah.
You know how I know that? Because everything was set and ready to go when I came in today. It was like, wow, this is really...
Well, I mean, it's set... If I don't do it, then it's just set at whatever you left it at on Friday. So it should always be set.
No, I mean...
Outside of a power outage.
No, yeah. But it's clean. There's no debris. Of course, I now take all the debris out. It's in the car. I had that garish gift bag against the back wall, so I took all of my papers from last week, dumped them in, and said I'll go through these over the weekend. Did I go through these over the weekend?
No.
Of course not. So the bag is still in the car, but at least there was no debris sitting around the countertop.
Is there a pot of chocolate?
There is. In the car? A small one. Just, get a bit,
Some people make sure that there's, jumper cables, but you can always count on a pot of chocolate.
Yes. So, our TV topic today is something we kind of hit on last week. I remember mentioning to you that I sent in some good stuff today, too. So that we have things that, were better 25 years ago than now? I'm not hearing nothing.
Well, that
were normal 25 years ago are now kind of luxury items. For instance, remember when you could afford concert tickets?
Can you turn them up over there?
Oh.
Let's see if they say anything. Yeesh. We can hear you. At 6:23, while we're waiting to hit TV, a reminder that whatever goes on in the market today, I think this OPEC news could be... a bit of an upsetter with various averages. We'll see. Whatever happens, Brant McDonald explains it to us. Urge you, in these times when inflation is still going on, I shop at Food Outlet every Sunday, and it's cost plus 10%, but there are things that are definitely more expensive. And it's not just confined to one thing. It's overall. Oreos were on sale.
Yeah.
But... even on sale, on special, the price of cookies, soda products. When I was going into Food Outlet yesterday, there was a guy coming out with a buggy full of this half-liter Coke bottles.
Yeah.
$3.33 for those. That's the best soda deal in town. He says, you are absolutely right. We can help you make the best choices. Grocery shopping, Brant McDonald can help you make good choices in building a portfolio. Reach out for an appointment at 387-0094. And sit down with him. Nobody's going to try to sign anything. No high pressure, no nothing. Just good, sound talk about you and your future. 387-0094. We are now ready.
We're 5 seconds out.
2, 1.
People on social media are talking about things that were normal 20 to 30 years ago, but are now considered luxuries.
Yeah, this is an interesting discussion. Mm-hmm. At the top of the list is new furniture made out of real wood.
Okay.
That's a real thing, man, because everything is like particle board and pressed wood now. There's a lot to talk about. Let's hear from some friends who were alive 25
years ago. Who's that?
Morning, gentlemen. Yeah. This is an interesting list, guys.
I'll go back as far as I can reach.
You're relevant to this. You could understand this. You know, maybe even though you may have not been alive, you understand what's going on.
Yeah, here. I love number 9 on the list. You used to be able to call customer service and get a real person on the line and somebody who speaks perfect English.
Now you got to go through 9
that
prompts.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, right.
You got to listen to 9 prompts before they, because
they don't want you to get to a real person.
No, because then they have to hire real people and pay them.
Yeah.
And I don't care for that.
And what time is it in India right now? India.
I don't know. There's a picture, by the way, going around the internet that shows the wiring that goes into one of those centers.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, how many wires converge in one place?
Is really down the drain. You're lucky if you call and talk to a real person.
I know.
And I really don't like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Another thing I've been thinking about. 25 years ago, 24-hour Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
25 years ago.
When I was in college, we used to call it Club Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, if you're bored at 1, 2 o'clock
you
in the
shop.
Morning, go to Walmart, grab a cup
you can still do that.
Ramen noodles.
When I first moved here.
A cup and everybody was there. Like, everybody be in Walmart.
Sometimes I would stop there on the way into the radio station in the morning.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that many years ago.
Well, it got a little dangerous, I think, at one point. But
there's some incidents.
You remember when concert tickets were affordable?
No. No. I either got them for free or I didn't go.
Yeah, we used to get them for free.
Well, I tell you, concert tickets used to actually be tickets too. Nowadays, you don't get a paper ticket; you scan it on your phone.
Yeah,
your phone dies, you're not getting in.
That's right.
What about the bright and vibrant fast food restaurants? You know, McDonald's is kind of grayscale now.
Yeah.
All
the kids' restaurants used to be bright.
Yeah, I never
smiling,
noticed
and happy.
Do they still have playgrounds?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Who would bring food into this?
How'd that happen?
Restaurant.
We're not known for that.
Nuggets are the same.
Do they still have the play areas?
I like number 1 that, you know, the older furniture 25 years ago.
Yeah.
We were talking about it during break. We didn't have all this particle board and, you know, pressed composite.
Yeah. It was real wood.
Solid furniture that took, you know, 3 or 4 good men or women move.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
So, Monta Carolina's dresser is her great-grandmother's.
Wow.
That we're still using to this day.
Yeah.
This new stuff is not going to last that long.
And it's probably missing some parts when you get it in the box.
And they mentioned number 8, privacy.
Yeah.
Where can you go now where there's not a camera pointing at you? You know, where there's not a... You're always on some sort of security camera. You're always, you know, right?
I mean, we all have an awkward moment or do something stupid. Now you got to worry that it's going to be the next viral event on social media.
Oh, you be viral.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Nobody is waiting to help pull you up. We're waiting to pick our phones up and get some likes off of your
Well, you're constantly
torment.
Waiting for Savannah to fall. So
right, always.
Oh, that's a running joke, y'all. If Savannah is close to falling or something, I always tell her, I got my phone ready. You're going to go viral.
You'll never catch me.
All right, I'm quick now.
Since you mentioned that we were all older than 25, how about the single family income, you know? Why did that have to go away? What is wrong with that? They almost look down on that now.
Yeah.
Where you have a breadwinner.
Well, the prices of everything went up.
Housing market
went up and people didn't make more money, you know?
Yeah, this is true.
Yep. It's very rare nowadays to see where, you know, granddaddy or daddy goes to work and bought the house and paid all the bills and... Yeah. Just one income gets it done.
That's what it was in my day.
Be able to buy a house out of a Sears catalog.
What? I do remember hearing about that.
You know, Riley, with hard work in 20 or 30 years, we may be able to get a home with a single income.
Yeah. Not out of a Sears catalog.
Well, yeah. I haven't seen a Sears catalog in
Greg was looking like
about 30 years.
Oh, how about legroom on an airplane?
Oh, yeah.
As people get bigger, they literally add, because just three extra seats on each side of a plane makes a ton of money for them.
You can't do that recline thing anymore on an airplane. It's just not enough room.
No, you're looking at somebody's bald spot.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
Way too close.
Well, Rich is in first class. I don't think he has that problem.
No.
Coach, big bowler. He ain't down here with us regular folks.
That's because he worked hard, was smart with his money, and he can afford to fly first, so more power to him. I say.
With hard work in 20 or 30 years, we'll be able to. Affordable health care.
Yeah, what is
every
that?
Every year, our premiums go up.
I know, right?
How about affordable health care for our pets?
Pets is ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. My little dog had a Briscoe.
Pet care is ridiculous.
I had surgery last week. Nothing too serious, but, man, $2,300.
Yeah. And that really doesn't make sense because, you know, at some point, you're going to get sick. Mm-hmm. You may get hurt. Yep. You're going to need insurance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I go to the doctor and I get the bill back. I'm like, well, what am I paying for? My insurance. You know, I get the bill back. And
out of pocket now is ridiculous. Yeah.
Copays.
Yeah.
Paying the doctor's salaries.
That's true.
Much.
Yep.
Jay.
25 years ago, I was in an eternal rest.
Oh,
now I have to wake up.
Anything on this list to resonate with you?
Good quality fabric in your clothing.
Yes.
Yeah, like.
Yes. I still wear.
Let's go to Savannah Sad with all of that.
Yeah, I was gonna say I still wear a skirt from my mom from like when she was in college, like 20 years ago.
Good clothing back then.
Yeah.
Right?
Really good.
You always cut corners, make it last for a couple of months, you'll be good to go.
I don't know, my little George shoes from Walmart are still doing good.
Yeah, put miles on.
Little George?
Put some miles on those things.
Is that George Foreman?
Walk around the state house for a couple of days and then holler at me. I'll see how they're holding up.
I think my knees will be doing worse than the shoes.
For sure.
Well,
all right, gentlemen, we are out of time. AJ gave us the rap. Savannah's hysterical. Great Monday, guys.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Oh, and shout out to Greg real quick about the article.
Greg, we read your article and boom, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for mentioning us.
It was my pleasure.
Great job.
I love working with you guys.
And we're back to food tomorrow. Back to food tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
See you.
To hear more from our friends, tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday. It all starts at 6 a.m.
Did you send them the article, or they just, I guess they just read it?
No, I didn't send anything.
Okay.
So they must have just seen it or heard about it or whatever. Boom gets around. I mean, Jim Watson, the publisher, man, not only through the internet, riverregionboom.com, but...
I was honored to be on the cover a long time ago.
Yeah.
I
think we should do another one.
With Bailey, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we should do another one.
Okay.
You know, Jay is almost of age.
A boom.
I can see a whole issue.
He's not a boomer.
I'm not a boomer, though.
Yeah, but it'll be a big deal when you hit the big 5-0. We should figure out a way to fake it. Doesn't he look great? All right, we are at 6:33 here on News Talk 93.1 FM. We are going to the timeline. We got a fire going on this morning.
Yep.
I think we'll get the scoop on that now from Skipper and then be back and find out what makes June 5th memorable.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we only have one real problem this morning, and that is on Carter Hill Road at the Sonic. Fire there. Well involved at one point. The fire department's still on the scene. We've got police directing traffic. If you can avoid the area, please do that. Other than that, little incoming traffic on Highway 31 out of Prattville, 231 out of Wetumpka. Looking good all over the city. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Shop, Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Picture this. A serene, tranquil resting place surrounded by nature's beauty. A place where memories are cherished and loved ones are forever remembered. We're talking about your final resting place, and it's never too early to start planning for it. Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. We understand the importance of pre-need planning. You can make decisions that reflect your personal wishes. Choose the perfect location, whether it's a serene garden, a peaceful mausoleum, or a place in our cremation wall. Pre-need planning also alleviates the burden from your loved ones during a time of grief. By planning ahead, you can secure today's prices, protecting yourself and your family from future cost increases. So why wait? Contact Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka today. Your final resting place should be a reflection of your unique journey. Take control of your future and make pre-need planning a priority. Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka, where memories live on.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville, your trusted source for all things quality and beauty when it comes to window treatments for your home and business. We want to thank our good friends at Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get our message across to the thousands of Blue Water listeners. Not a day goes by we don't have someone tell us they heard about Just Blinds on Blue Water stations. Radio advertising is a key part of our advertising mix, and we absolutely encourage any business looking to grow to give Blue Water a call.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse opened with $120 million, which puts it in the top 90 of highest-grossing Spider-Man movies. The great white shark population has exploded, as has the size of the average U.S. beachgoer. So this summer, there's going to be good eating. The bird flu virus is spreading and changing rapidly. Officials still don't think it's a danger to humans, but I'm getting out my puzzles and bread maker just in case. And June is Men's Health Month. It's a good time for men to make sure their daily fruit consumption is more than a strawberry Pop-Tart. This is not headline news.
At 6:38 with the timeline for the 5th of June, here is Rich Thomas.
Haven't heard that one in a while. 157 days into the year now, 208 days are left on Atheist Pride Day. Honest to God.
What's all the pride?
I don't know.
Why can't just be an atheist?
Why they keep bringing that word up? It's National Gingerbread Day. National Yo-Yo Day. Were you good at yoga?
Pretty good. Yeah. I had the good one. The Duncan. What was it? Duncan Hines was a cake.
Duncan did a yo-yo.
Yeah. In fact, I can't think of any others. Can you? I mean,
For yo-yos?
Well, there were yo-yos.
Yeah.
And Duncan was like.
Duncan was like the Cadillac, as my dad would say.
Yeah, I could make it walk the pavement and do a few other things.
Walk the dog.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah. It's drive-in movie day because the drive-in movies first opened in Camden, New Jersey on this date in 1933.
I wonder what
33. Can you imagine what that was like?
No. The speaker system and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Well, talkies came in 30, right?
27.
it's National Veggie Burgers Day? I don't think so. No.
No.
Still haven't had one, and I'm very, very proud of that.
No, I'm having a Terry burger when I get home today.
And it's Horseradish Day. I'm a big horseradish fan.
Creamy horseradish. One of the great inventions of our time.
Yes, sir. On this date in 1833, President Andrew Jackson boards the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad for a pleasure trip to Baltimore, so he became the first president to take a ride on the Iron Horse, 1833. 1844, the Young Men's Christian Association was founded in London. That's the YMCA. 1925, Chrysler, founded by Walter Percy Chrysler, now Italian-owned. It's owned by Fiat. I mentioned the first drive-in movie theater in 1933, 79 years ago. Oh, they were getting ready. This is the 5th of June. Tomorrow, of course, is the anniversary of D-Day. 1944, Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy on D-Day. 158,000 soldiers involved in that landing. So they were getting ready on this date. Started at 6 a.m. local time on 5 beaches on the Canadian coast. More about that tomorrow. We will tune into the National Broadcasting Company bulletin that sounded. 61 years ago in 1962, the Beatles auditioned for George Martin. Boy, what a great special we saw over the
weekend.
Yes,
highly recommended.
It's called If These Walls Could Sing, and it's about Abbey Road Studios and their 90-year history.
Phenomenal.
And the movie done by Paul's daughter.
Yes. Yeah, that was cool. Not a lot in the, you know, 90 years, the last 30 years of its history, but going through the rock and roll era and how it got started, that was fascinating.
Then in 79, George, what's his name, the famous composer?
Martin?
No.
Harrison?
No.
Orwell?
Movie guy. Director, help me. Jaws, every major movie, Star Wars.
Steven Spielberg, John Williams.
No, no.
John Williams.
John Williams, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you said George.
No, I had the name wrong. I was saying, help me. Help me. Anyway.
Yeah, that was an excellent part of it, too. And he really did a good job, without getting technical, about why that room worked so well.
Mm-hmm.
It
was large enough to get the number of pieces they needed for the orchestra, but yet it wasn't too large to diffuse the sound.
And you also get an idea of how much technology and expertise is required to piece together a song, an album, a soundtrack.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
You don't think about that.
No.
55 years ago in 1968, Robert Kennedy died on this day at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles at 1:44 a.m. Pacific time, a little over 25 hours after he was shot by Sirhan Sirhan.
By the way, Mark Grobert, our Thursday guest, we will be taking a dive into Sirhan Sirhan and find out, how's it possible that he was able to fire 8 shots from a pistol that had 6 rounds?
You know, there's a theory that he was also sort of brainwashed.
A psyop.
Yeah.
Yes. Got to look at all this stuff. Look what's going on here today. Got to look at all that.
Now our song of the day. And once again, we dip back to the magical summer of 1969. I know it's one of your favorite years. Neil Diamond was a college student. He went to a revival in Jackson, Mississippi. And he did it as part of a learning experience just to see what it was all about. And it inspired him. He got back on the airplane to Memphis and wrote this song 53 years ago this summer.
That's not it.
No. But CCR was also making music that year. And
did I mess it up?
No, I probably did. Anyway, here's CCR.
Turned 78 years old. That's their favorite.
That's amazing. That's Fortunate Son from CCR. And I think I messed up. He's checking. He's checking. I think I have a future song. We were going to do Traveling the Salvation Army show. But anyway, you got a little preview.
That is such a great song, too.
It is.
You should do it as an opener.
1971, final episode of The Ed Sullivan Show aired with Gladys Knight and the Pips, Ed's last musical guest. Show ran for 23 years.
He didn't live too long after the show ended.
He did not. But he has an interesting past. He was like a newspaper guy?
Yeah. He was one of those well-networked people that everybody wanted to be in his column and all that. So he had access to everybody.
Jay, I think that song is on a future.
Tomorrow.
It's on tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow we are doing a song by Neil Diamond.
Yeah, I see. I have your email here.
Oh.
It says Monday, Fortunate Son.
Oh, look at that. He's got proof in his hand.
I always make sure I have proof because, I don't know, it's one of those things where it's like, did I screw up? Did I mess up? No, I didn't. Good. Okay.
I don't know how I did it, but I hope I have tomorrow's correct. Yeah, that's really weird because yeah, this is talking about D-Day, too. Oh, that, look. Look at the date.
Yeah, June 6th. Today's the 5th.
Okay, everything you're hearing, you're going to... I'm so embarrassed. You're going to hear it again tomorrow. Wait a minute.
Is there a... You didn't mention D-Day.
I did mention D-Day.
Well, everybody's getting ready for it.
Yeah, I did, but anyway, I'm so screwed up. So I don't have today's. I don't have today's. And I can't give you today's birthdays.
I can help you with that.
You gonna do some birthdays?
Pardon me, like Snots the dog. I'll root through the trash.
Yep.
Wow. What a mess. What a mess.
It's only a radio show, buddy. Don't get...
Oh, my God. How many years have you been doing this? 7 and have never made that mistake.
All right. From this quick list.
Yep.
Oh, it's 6:47 already.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah. R. Kelly and okay. The Hangover came out 14 years ago. Mostly crap. And that is your timeline for June 5th. And now...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Summer reruns tomorrow on the timeline. So we'll be... You're ready for it anyway. Another... warm June day today with a high 90 to 92, mostly sunny. This is today's weather, by the way. Isolated pop-up storms are possible, few and far between. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow and Wednesday, more scattered random afternoon and evening storms. We'll be in the low 90s both days. So on Thursday, the rain chances are a little bit better as a front drops southward and then drier air behind that front on Friday. Right now, it's 67 at 6:47.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The more acres you own, the more you need Kubota's M7060. Strength, durability, and reliability with performance matching implements in stock. For hay work, bush hogging, or general maintenance, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
One birthday that we should mention because he's so important, everybody. And that's Kenny G turning 67.
Well, won't be breaking down.
We should do little pieces of his song, Kenny G.
Oh, yeah, maybe a little bit later. Maybe coming out of the...
Blows.
See, every time I go to look for that song under Kenny G, I can't find it. Then I remember it's labeled torture music. So
it could be labeled Wayne Newton or
anything. Quick praise. I may, since I continue to believe that my wallet is somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's not lost. It's just in a weird spot. I'm going to call Donnie Turner at 27 Rec with a W and say, will you take all the seats out of my car since you guys know how to do that stuff? Because it's somewhere weird.
Probably today's timeline is somewhere down there, too.
Yeah, if you see the timeline in there. Seriously, though, your car is damaged in an accident. This is the easiest call to make. 27 Merck with a W. Your car may look crumpled and bent up and very sad, but when it comes back to you, it's almost unrecognizably beautiful again. Good as new, maybe better. And it all comes with effort and a dedication to fixing everything that needs to be fixed and then restoring the car as close as they can to its original look. 27 Wreck with a W from Montgomery Paint and Body. Four decades of excellence on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. This is your SRN News replay, then traffic in the back with the Cheap and Trashy and some Kenny G.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In a move that could drive prices at the gas pump higher still, the Saudis announcing plans to cut oil output by 1 million barrels a day starting next month. There has been no direct response from Ukraine to Russian claims that Moscow's forces rolled back a Ukrainian attack in the occupied Donetsk region. Ukraine will only say that there have been close to 30 military skirmishes in Donetsk and Luhansk. Investigators trying to figure out why a light plane flew into restricted airspace over the nation's capital yesterday. Military fighter jets pursued the plane into Virginia, where it crashed in a mountainous area, and there were no survivors. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been mixed. So far, right now, the Dow futures up 26 points, NASDAQ futures 40 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Be real, retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility. And you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Still looking good around the boulevards, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears. We do still have one problem, Carter Hill Road. Watch out by the Sonic there. We had a fire earlier. Fire department still on the scene, and we've got officers directing traffic. If you can avoid that area, please do. That's near the Sonic on Carter Hill. Other than that, not too bad out there for a Monday morning. Larry Live Oak, make sure that you've got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
Happy birthday.
The undisputed heavyweight champ of blue-eyed soul, Michael Bolton.
Yes, not his birthday. So when the singing starts, we're done.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I didn't we make a contest out of Spider-Verse over the weekend?
We predicted, you know, we were making our predictions as to what it would make.
I think you won. It's in the car in that bag.
Oh, okay.
In that garish no bag.
It's made 120.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not bad. Little Mermaid, though, dropped 60% in the second week from 105 million to 40.6. The Boogeyman, kind of a soft opening for that. Highly touted horror film, 12.3 million. Guardians of the Galaxy at number 4 with 10 million. Fast X, 5th with 10. Super Mario Brothers still hangs into the top 10. About My Father, The Machine, and maybe you know this one, Jay. Suga, S-U-G-A, August D-Day Tour, D-Day in Japan.
Suga, Suga.
Doesn't ring a bell to me.
Sounds like...
You are my candy girl.
All right, in other showbiz news, Elliot Page.
Okay.
Danny Bonaduce is having surgery for fluid on his brain. He's a good friend of Mark Robert, the guy we have on Thursday.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I think I know how they connected, but that would not be my business to say so. Danny is 63. He says he can't pinpint what caused the hydrocephalus since he's done so many dumb things on reality TV by his own admission, including being smashed in the head with a guitar to boxing Jose Canseco, which had to be suicidal. But I think he made it through the surgery, so... So far, so good. At 6:55, Kevin Costner mortgaged his home to make his new pet project. First of all, his 18-year marriage to Christine Baumgartner came to an end earlier this year. He admitted he mortgaged his 10-acre estate in Santa Barbara to fund a project, a four-part Western called Horizon. He's been trying to make it for the past 30 years. He has reportedly raised half of the $100 million budget himself. This is an interesting risk on his part.
Yeah, and he decided not to do Yellowstone, is that right?
He left that, I guess, to pursue this. We'll see how it all works out for Kevin, who does the lousiest regional accents and dialects in movie history. Tom Cruise is upset he can't have IMAX theaters for as long as he wants. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 comes out July 12th. Will play in most IMAX theaters, but... Hey, and this is the one we're going to go see. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer comes out on the 21st.
You're going to see that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that 3 hours and 9 seconds?
I don't care.
Ooh.
Oh, I'll see it.
Ooh.
For that topic?
Maybe I'll take up cigarettes that day. Is that the 21st of this month or next month?
July.
All right.
I'm
gone.
Astounded to find that it's that long.
I'm gone the 21st of this month.
Cruise will be bumped out of the... Oppenheimer's going to be in all the IMAX theater, which means Cruise will be bumped out of the ones he was playing, and he's not cool with it. Complaining loudly to Paramount Picture executives. He also has been, quote, furiously showing the film to exhibitors in an effort to convince them to switch their plans, even personally calling around to studio executives.
How did you know it was 3 hours and 9 minutes?
3 hours and 9 seconds.
Oh, three. Oh.
They released the runtime for it.
Oh.
Is it getting any advanced reviews?
Nothing yet. Haven't seen anything yet.
I can't wait to find out why it's that long. Michael Keaton says Beetlejuice 2 is the most fun he's had working on a movie in a long time. He says he and Tim Burton are determined to make it, quote, as close to the way we made it the first time. This is 35 years later. Comes out September 6th, next year.
Did we need a Beetlejuice 2?
I question that. But what do I know? I'm just a simple hawk show toast in Montgomery, Alabama. Ed Sheeran was serving Philly cheesesteaks in Philadelphia while in town for his mathematics tour. He got a quick tutorial from the owners on how to make the perfect sandwich with slabs of melted cheese whiz before he took over as cook. Coldplay has planted 5 million trees on their current tour.
They're playing what?
They planted 5 million trees.
Oh, they planted. I thought you said they're...
And you know what? Trees love carbon dioxide. That's what makes them thrive. But we got to get it all out of the atmosphere. I'm not...
You ever hugged a tree?
I may have used it for when I got a little wobbly. But I do love trees, and we have some nice ones at our house. Our neighborhood. I mean, it's very green. Mm-hmm.